the anthem of Liverpool Football Club. A fortnight after the Hillsborough disaster, the city remembers those who died.
Men and women, boys and girls, young and old, they went to see a match on a bright spring day.
It was meant to have been one of football's showpiece events.
We must go now to Hillsborough.
The teams have just left the field here, taken away by referee Ray Lewis.
An FA Cup semi-final between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest.
There must be some 100 or 200 people on the pitch. They're 20 yards onto the pitch. I see people lying down. I see people there shaking their heads. St John's ambulance people are there. Stewards are there.
96 football fans lost their lives, crushed as a result of overcrowding on the terraces.
Mrs Thatcher orders a public inquiry and there's to be a separate investigation into the police. Why did they open the fatal gate?
The Prime Minister visited the stadium the following day.
Mrs Thatcher, looking pale and distressed, was taken round the terrace where barriers had buckled under the weight of thousands of Liverpool supporters.
All of a sudden, there's a big hole and a big emptiness. An enormous hole, and nothing can fill it. And we just have to gather round and be there and be with them.
But what was Margaret Thatcher saying and being told away from the TV cameras and microphones? For the first time, almost 23 years later, I've been given an insight into what was happening in private in the days after the disaster. I've seen confidential letters which were going in and out of 10 Downing Street, and documents which refer to discussions between the Prime Minister and some of her senior cabinet colleagues. The most controversial issue in these papers is the information Mrs Thatcher received about the views of some senior officers from the Merseyside police force.
20th of April 1989. Letter addressed to the Prime Minister marked confidential. Merseyside police views on Hillsborough.
It was the South Yorkshire police force which was in charge at Hillsborough, and its failure in crowd control was found to be the main reason for the disaster. Part of its case at the official inquiry was to blame the fans for being late and drunk. It now appears they weren't alone in doing that. Senior officers in Liverpool had quickly come to similar conclusions. I've seen a letter sent to